understand that that penalty had to be paid? Do you understand that God substituted his son to pay the penalty that his wrath required, and that he paid it in full? And God was so satisfied with the son for the payment that he raised him from the dead and exalted him to his right hand and gave him the name Lord, which is above every name. Do you understand that the work of Jesus Christ was complete, that sin was fully paid for, that when he died bearing the punishment for all your sins, and when you put your trust in him, God credits all his righteousness to your account? Do you understand that the Old Testament says that because your sins are paid for in Christ, God himself will never remember them again? You won't forget, but he does. That he will remove them as far as the east is from the west, that he will bury them in the depths of the sea. That written across your account, the account that you owe to God, the debt of sin, is the statement, paid in full, written in the blood of Christ. You understand that, though your sins were scarlet, they are white as snow. Though they were red like crimson, they're as wool. You've been washed. You've been cleaned. You've been purged. You've been purified because he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. As Isaiah puts it, the chastisement that had to come to us to make peace with God was laid on him, and by his stripes, that is, his suffering, we are spiritually healed. Son of Man has come to seek and to save, and it's not reluctant. I think sometimes people think, well, Jesus sort of reluctantly sent and allowed me into the kingdom. Sometime, and we'll get there in a year or so, but sometime read Luke 15, and you'll read about a prodigal son who was, you know, bad to the bone, we would say in the vernacular. Did everything to dishonor his father, to live a dissolute life, wasted his entire substance, wound up slopping pigs. And he came home to his father and he said, look, I'm not worthy of anything just to be your servant. Just let me sneak in and serve somewhere. And his father said, no, that's not how it's going to be. And he put a robe on him and put the ring on his finger and had a huge celebration because his son had come home. And the picture there is of God receiving the worst sinner. All of heaven has a party because it gives God the opportunity to put on his